And it's Friday when we look at what's happening on social media, or today, what's not happening anymore. Politroops, the website from the Sunlight Foundation that kept track of tweets that politicians deleted, is gone. It used a tool Twitter created to alert people of deletes so that they could delete retweets or screensavers. But instead, Politroops aggregated and posted them, and now Twitter won't let them use that tool. Margarita Noriega of Vox is covering this. Margarita, give us an example of the kinds of tweets that Politroops had been posting.
One sort of famous example is in the case of Senator Scott Brown, who tweeted, funnily, in 2013, a very interesting typo of the word whatever. He actually tweeted "buck whatever," spelled BQ, and then the word
H-A.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was
exactly.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. And, you know, that type of thing is just funny.
Well, of course, he's the former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. And he'd been in a back and forth of tweets with other Twitter users. And he'd been saying to some of them, whatever, you know, they'd been criticizing him or you're brilliant. You know, they say never get engaged, but he did. And then later this buck whatever came out. He said it was a pocket tweet.
He did say it was a pocket tweet. Others wondered, given the late hour, if he had a couple of drinks, which, of course, he denied.
So this is the kind of thing that he had tried to delete, but it shows up on Politroops.
Exactly. And in this case, it's perhaps an example of something a little more mundane. But when you think about the public record and just in terms of understanding knowledge about what people making money from the taxpayer dollar are doing, right? It becomes a little more important when someone deletes a tweet, say, about going to a fundraiser or spending time with a constituent. It's these types of things that the Sunlight Foundation and folks involved with Politroops wanted to record.
Well, and you also write about concern about a slippery slope.
Yeah, so I try not to write about a slippery slope, but it is easy to imagine a world in which if Twitter wants to make sure that everyone takes down content that's been deleted, what is our concept of memory on the internet? So should we have everything deleted from the past that we don't like, whether or not we work for taxpayer dollars? And this argument and this idea really applies to a much broader scope than just Twitter. It really applies to the way companies use our data all the time.
Well, and as you point out, in Europe, people have the right to be forgotten. On Google, you can ask that something about you be erased from Google's search engine. You know, people would say, look, there's things I don't want out there. There's a tweet that I, you know, didn't mean to send. I want to take it back. The argument is they have the right to do that. You say, what if that tweet made its way into song lyrics? How far will Twitter go to pull things back?
Exactly. So Twitter now has the same amount of monthly active users as there are roughly Americans. It is interesting to think about the idea that Twitter's influence in the news and the way that we record information could ripple out to other parts of the internet, whether that's your favorite social media site or that's just the internet in general. The right to be forgotten in Europe could at any time be considered by our own local governments or federal governments here in the U.S., and it's something we need to think about.
Maybe just the way to think about it is if you say something near an open microphone, you can't take that back. It's out there. Margarita Noriega, an editor at Vox, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.